Over the last several weeks, we've been discovering the seven Hebrew words for praise. That's where we've been. When you see the word praise in your English Bible, it could refer to any one of seven different Hebrew words. So I think that gives us a hint that the Hebrews probably had a richer understanding of what it meant to praise God. So we are learning from them, and we have been through four of those words. So little quiz time, those of you who've been here. The first word we learned was yada, which means what? Praising God with your hands extended, right? Yada. Say it. Yada. Nice. You got it. Second word was halal. Halal, which means all in. Yeah, this is like the dancing. I'm almost going crazy just worshiping God with everything. I don't care what other people think. I am giving it to Him. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We're starting a conflict. We're starting a conflict. All right. I'm not changing up that much, okay? Yeah, we're not going to talk about the Bears today. Strike that from the recording. All right. Third word we learned was yada, right? Remember yada? And that, tauda. Tauda comes from yada. That's why I messed up on that. Tauda. You guys are paying attention. That's awesome. Tauda, which is when we give thanks, we give praise to God, even when He hasn't yet done what we really, really want Him to. Right? This is I'm going to worship You even though You haven't. ... Okay, the last word we looked at so far. Anybody remember the last one? Starts with a B. Barak. My friend had a connection with a past president that really was distracting. This is a Hebrew word, barak, which is praising God on our knees. This is a humble word, recognizing I need You. Morning, guys. Come on in. So four words we looked at already. There's three more to go. We'll cover in three different weeks. Zamar, Tehillah, and Shabak. Three more Hebrew words. Today, the word is Zamar. And the reason we're doing this, we're not singing yet, is because Zamar means to sing. Zamar is this word that means to make music. Specifically, I'm making music in praise to God. So this is a musical word, talks about like touching the strings or parts of an instrument. Instruments are part of this kind of praise. So Zamar tells us God wants us to praise Him with music. He wants us to sing. So we're going to ask the question today, why sing? Because that's something that's part of pretty much every church I've ever heard of. We sing. Why? Some people aren't into it. Some people are. But we're going to look at that. Not everybody's into singing. So why can't I just speak my praise to God instead of singing? Why isn't speaking enough? Well, today's service is going to be different. We're not singing yet. And it's broken into three parts. So we're going to look at three psalms today. And each one is going to give us another reason why we sing to God. And so the first set, the first psalm, and the songs we sing after it, we're going to let the kids be here for it with us, and then we'll dismiss the kids to do their stuff, and we'll continue to the next two psalms. So three parts, a psalm, some songs that respond to that psalm and what it suggests, what it gives us, and then we'll keep going. So I was thinking about this day and thinking about Ed and Joyce Sturdivant, right? They lead music a lot of times here. I wish they were here for this because they love music. They love singing. They would have a blast today with us. They're in Florida for a couple of months. And those of you who are praying for Ed's mom, she's doing a lot better. She's stable. I think she's off the IV and they are back at Cape Canaveral where they're relaxing and having a good time. But I think they would have had a lot of fun with this service. I think you will too. And I think if you engage with the content, the things we think about today, I think it could spark a more joyful week for you. I think it could do that. And I hope it does. If you hadn't noticed this about music, there's a real connection between singing and joy. Singing and joy go together. And honestly, this week was a struggle. I've heard from a lot of people that getting done with the holidays and moving into like, okay, back to the grind, back to life has been rough for a lot of people. And I struggled this week just for no particular reason. But joy and singing are connected. Sometimes we lose our song. And maybe you're here today and you've lost your song. I don't know. But just a simple example, when I heard from my mom this week on Thursday that dad's surgery went well and he was out and everything was fine, like you, some of you were praying for him, just that news kind of lifted me up. And I just found myself humming and whistling and singing like the rest of the morning. It just lifted me up and there was a joy there. That's a small thing. That's a small thing, that relief that gave me joy. And that's good. That can bring us momentary joy. But in Psalm 47, where we're going to be today, this morning, this is going to give us a better reason, a more consistent, stable reason to have joy. And that reason is that God is king. We can have joy and we can sing because God is king. So open to Psalm 47. We're going to look at this for a few minutes and then sing in response. Page 403, if you got the Bibles that we provide in front of you guys. Psalm 47, here's what it says. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. That's Zamar right there, four times. Sing praises. Verse 7, for God is the king of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Let's pray. God, I pray that you will take your word and plant it in our hearts. Give us understanding and help us to respond with praise. Because you are worthy and you are king. And so, God, I just pray that as we think about these three psalms, that it would stir us. It would stir up in us a desire to worship you, to praise you. And it would stir up a fresh joy in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 47. I just read it to you. What's the tone in this psalm? What's the tone? Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. What's the tone? It's pretty happy. It's a pretty happy psalm, right? Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Praises to our King. Sing praises four times. Zamar, 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 Zamar. Why do I sing? I sing to God because he's my King. That changes things. I sing to God because he's my King. Take a quick scan through Psalm 47. I want you to see how many references you can find that imply or specifically say God is king. Just do that right now on your own. Scan through how many times, Psalm 47. How many you got? Anybody want? You got seven? Do I hear eight? There's a lot in there, right? Anytime he refers to the, clap your hands, all you nations. God is king, verse 2, over all the earth. Right? Sing praises to our king, verse 6. God is king of all the earth. Verse 9, the kings of the earth belong to God. I actually counted 11. 11 times that God is referenced as king. You know the other thing I noticed when I looked at all these references? The scope of his dominion. The scope. It's one thing to be king of the hill. Anybody ever play king of the hill? Yeah, I'm on the top, right? Or king of the remote. It is my turn for the remote. Or the president of your class or CEO of your company. But what is God king over? Everything. Everything, all nations, all the earth. God's dominion's over everything. You know what that means? It means he's also king over my junk, my problems, my stresses, the stuff that we wish was different. God's king over that. So, question for you to think about, why would God being king make me want to sing. Chew on that one. Chew on that one this morning. Why would God being king make me want to sing? Songs come out when my heart is glad. Songs come out when my heart is glad. Zamar is the kind of praise we give to God when we're really happy, when we're genuinely happy. And this psalmist, Psalm 47, he seems to think that my heart can be glad because God is my king. And I think he's right. So is that where you're at with God? Does knowing that God is king make you want to sing? Because it doesn't always. It doesn't always. When we say God is my king, that means other things are not king. And that's just not always the case. Sometimes other things are king. Sometimes God has competition in our hearts. And that is a scenario that steals my song. Something else is king besides him. I lose my song. So if you want to know who's really king of your heart, think about what steals your song. What takes your song away? I battled that this week. I didn't want to sing. When things aren't going the way I want them to, and this I wish was different, and that's what I'm focused on, I lose my song. You ever have anything not go the way you want it to? Doesn't it steal your song sometimes? I mean, it happens all the time. All the time. When my kids aren't meeting my expectations. Little dumb things. My wife isn't reading my mind and giving me exactly what I want. Steals my song. It happens to me. Can you believe it? No offense to her. This is my problem. When the church is not everything I want it to be, I'm focused over here and I want that to change and I lose my song. When this is where my focus is and I'm grumpy because I'm not getting what I want, who's really king? In that moment, it's me. I'm king. And the reason I'm grumpy is because I'm not a powerful enough king to control what I want to control. Right? Does that ever happen to you? Your king is who or what wants to control you. Who or what controls your emotions. So think about it. What steals my song? What controls me? What makes me worry? That thing that makes me worry wants to be my king. What makes you angry? If it has power to make you angry, it may own your heart in an unhealthy kind of way. What stresses you out? It's pushing God off the throne and ruling in his place. We act like we're king. And if I'm acting like I'm king, I don't really care that God's king. And I don't want to sing. So what do we do? Well, we're in Psalm 47. The chapter just before that, Psalm 46:10, gives us 8 powerful words that many of you have heard before. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. So be still. Release your worry, your anger, your stress. Relax. Stop striving and enjoy the reality that God is in control and you're not. This is how we can get back to that place. When I can recognize God is king over all those things that I'm focused on over here, God, you're king over that, I can relax about those things, and pretty soon my song can come back, and my joy returns. So for you, your teacher's treating you in an unfair way, God's king over that. Lost your job, God's king over that. Something's happening that you really wish was different, God is king over that, and I'm not. And with that, I can relax. And when my spirit is, I don't always live that way, right? And you don't either. But when I can think that way, okay, God, you're king over that thing, then, okay, pressure's off of me. And God may decide to use me to take action on that thing. It's not like I don't care, I don't do anything, nothing matters. But I don't have the pressure that's all on me. I'm not the king. I'm not the savior. I'm just a servant. And so for me, this is a big deal for me. I think it's a big deal for a lot of us. Just realize I have a small part in a big plan. Things I want to change, I'm not in control of. And so this is a phrase, I think I'm probably going to hold on to this phrase for the year. This is my 2019 phrase. I have a small part in a big plan. A big plan. And that keeps me going without the unhealthy pressure. I put pressure on myself. I don't know about you, but I put pressure on myself to perform, to be what I think I need to be. But I can sing because God is king. And when God is king, everything's going to be all right. God is king. So we're going to get to music now. Okay? We're thinking about this. God is king. And if God is king, I can sing. No matter what it is, over the nations, over my stuff. You ready to practice that? You ready to sing because God is king? We're going to try. And I hope you can sing out to God. Not just kind of blah, blah, blah through song, through music, but God is king. So let's sing about it. Let's sing about it. Holy is the Lord. Are you ready?
We stand and lift up our hands, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we see, everyone see, holy is the Lord. Filled with His glory, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory.
Holy, 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 holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy is He. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy is He.
Joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we see, everyone see. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord glory. The earth is filled with His glory, and it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown, and it's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. Together we sing. Glory, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy is He. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy is He, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy is He. Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Holy, holy is He. Holy, holy.
on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King.
Yeah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
With all creation I sing the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
I will adore you, my King. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder, at the mention of your name.
Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Holy, holy, holy
is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are
our voices to you. You're the King of all, everything. God, you're worthy. So, Lord, thank you that we get the privilege of worshiping and lifting our voices to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, so that's the end of part one. Have a brief intermission. Kids, you guys can go back to your classes. Everybody else say hello to somebody, grab some coffee, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Music. We're talking about singing. Music. Is music important to you? Not everybody is music a big deal. My family is a really musical family. We just are. Somebody is always singing in our house. That's just how it is. When my great aunt was alive, we called her my crazy aunt. But she would hear me whistling. She'd be like, "Who's whistling? Who's whistling? Where's that coming from? It sounds nice." Like, okay. But, like, music is just always happening. When we play games, if any of you played games with us, with more than one person in our family, like, we just sing. We don't even know we're doing it. We don't even realize it. And my kids have learned to sing parts and harmonies and stuff, and it's just happening. And when other people come in, they're like, what is that? Like, I don't know, what, were we doing something? Like, we just sing. And so I love that. I love that our family's musical, because I am, but not everybody's musical like that. I know there are some people love to sing and just not around other people because it hurts their ears, right? I mean, it's some people like to sing, but they can't sing really well. That's okay. Like, whether you're a good singer or not doesn't make much difference to God. What does matter is that we make music as an expression of praise to him. He doesn't care if you can stay on pitch. He really doesn't. You're not annoying him. I promise you that. If you can't stay on pitch, that does not bother God. Zamar is about expressing praise to God with music. Whether you feel like you're good at it or not, doesn't really matter. Why music? Why not just words? Music is powerful. Music is really, really powerful in ways that we don't fully realize. Whether you're a follower of Jesus or not, music is powerful. I found a website I want to share with you. We're going to be in Psalm 57 next. So if you got your Bible, open it up to 57, and then we'll be in 98. So maybe you see that on your notes. But I found a website that lists 100 famous and inspirational quotes about music. And I filtered through them, and I pulled out 10 of what I considered the best ones, that are at least the most powerful. So these are some from heroes of the faith, followers of Jesus, some from people who are not Christian at all. So please don't be offended by certain names that you may see up here. I'm not trying to hail them as like, you need to listen to them. But what these people had to say about music is thought-provoking. Each of these quotes was thought-provoking for me. So I'm going to share with you, this is just a some insight, the power and significance of music. Going way back to Plato, music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything, according to Plato. Victor Hugo. Now, I really appreciate him. Music expresses that which cannot be said and on which it is impossible to be silent. You might need to think about these for a while, but I'm going to just whiz through them. Sorry. Albert Schweitzer. There are two means of refuge from the miseries of life: music and cats. We could have a little battle over that one, can't we? No. Billy Joel. I think music in itself is healing. It's an explosive expression of humanity. It's something we are all touched by. No matter what culture we're from, everyone loves music. Johann Sebastian Bach, music is an agreeable harmony for the honor of God and the permissible delights of the soul, both the honor of God and the delight of the soul. Confucius say, music produces a kind of pleasure which human nature cannot do without. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, here's another hero of mine. Music will help dissolve your perplexities and purify your character and sensibilities, and in time of care and sorrow will keep a fountain of joy alive in you. True. True. Tiffany DiBartolo, I don't know who this person is. Maybe some of you do. I think she's more modern. Tell me what you listen to and I'll tell you who you are. Marilyn Manson. This music is the strongest form of magic. And the last one, Charles Hart, wrote the lyrics to Phantom of the Opera. Softly, deftly, music shall caress you. Hear it, feel it, secretly possess you. Oy. What do these quotes tell you about music? It's pretty important, isn't it? It's pretty strong, pretty powerful. It's pretty important what I listen to. It's even more important what I sing and who I sing to. Whether you're a follower of Jesus or not, music is powerful. It's this thing God has made for us. And it's meant to bring honor. It's meant to bring honor to Him. It's meant to be a fulfillment of joy and celebration. Something great happens. We kind of want to sing. So this is important. Why do we sing? Well, I sing to God because He's my King. Second reason, I sing to God because He's my defense. So he's my king. He's the king over my stuff. The things I worry about, these are things that may not even be happening, but I'm afraid might happen. Well, here we get into he's my defense when something really is happening. Something horrible is happening. He's still my king, and I can still sing to him because he's my defense. And that's what you see in Psalm 57. Look at Psalm 57. This is David. This is David, and he's in a rough spot. We don't always feel like singing. I don't always feel like singing. And there are things that can happen that steal our song. Life throws curveballs at us. Things happen we wish didn't happen. I already told you, I struggled this week by, it was nothing in particular, but when you're down, when you're struggling, when you're discouraged, whatever it is, like, it makes everything else feel bigger. And you could say, why are you struggling? I could say, well, because of this and because of that and because of that and because of that. And it's all of these different things. Have you ever been there? You get in an argument with your wife and it turns into like all this other stuff. Yeah, that's not healthy. But that's where we get. And we lose our song. Sometimes it's something really specific, something major. Unexpected illness just sucks the life out of us. Or a friend you've been close with for years and they betray you. Like, things, really hard things happen. A family situation you just wish was different because it's so painful. A lot of things can steal our song. Music is really important. When we lose our song, we need to get it back. We need to get our song back. Psalm 57 shows us how David got his song back when he was in a rough spot. Psalm 57, David wrote, and the context is the back end of a dark cave. That's where he's at. He's hiding in a cave because his king, his earthly king, wants him dead. But even there, even in the back of a cave, David finds a way to get his song back. And with his song, his joy and his stability in the middle of danger. And stability is something that you only find it with God, and I lose it often. And I got to keep getting it back. David gets his stability back. Listen to Psalm 57. David cries out to God, "Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I'm in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves." Verse 7, "My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music." There's Zamar. "I will sing and Zamar. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre, two instruments. I will awake in the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I'll sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." So how does David get his song back? Do you see it? Do you see how he gets his song back? He's in the back of a cave. And he says, "In you, my soul takes refuge. In you, my soul takes refuge. God, you are my defense." And if you skim through the chapter, you're going to see that all throughout. "I take refuge in the shadow of your wings till the disaster's past." Verse 2, "I cry out to God. He fulfills his purpose for me." Verse 3, "He sends from heaven and saves me. He sends his love and his faithfulness." He's overwhelmed with all these things. These people who have spears and arrows and sharp swords are coming after him. He says, at the same time, you know what? "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. My heart is steadfast. My heart is steadfast in you. My soul takes refuge." Can you say that? Can you say, and I'm not asking you to say it right now, but can you say to God, in you, my soul takes refuge? Have you learned how to do that? To find real refuge? Is that where you're at with God? The things that are going on that we wish were different, right? Those things, God, I want you to change this thing. You know, we can cry out to God. We can beg God to change our situation. We can, God, please change this. Make this better. Make my life better. That is not finding refuge in God. That's just looking to your genie to give you what you want. Make my life better. Do this for me. Here's what the difference is. When you want to get your song back, you got to get your focus off this. Change your focus. In you, my soul takes refuge. He's in the back of a cave, but it doesn't matter because his eyes are closed and his hands are up. In you, my soul takes refuge. That doesn't matter because in you, my soul takes refuge. David is not just saying, God, change this, change this. Get Saul out of here. Let me be king already. He's saying, be exalted, oh God. You be exalted, not me. Above the heavens, let your glory be over all the earth. I don't get it, but I don't have to get it. And you know what happens in David? In David, because his focus is now shifted, he gets his joy back. And he says, my heart is steadfast. You know what steadfast means? It's anchored. It's secure. I'm not afraid anymore. My heart is steadfast. And in that place, I will sing and make music. My song is back from the back end of the cave. I'm singing. I'm zamaring. And where is his song directed to? Well, obviously, if he's not here anymore and he's here, his song's going there. Verse 9, I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I'll sing of you among the peoples. Great is your love. Reach into the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. His faithfulness reaches the heavens, reaches to the skies, and reaches to you in your stuff, in your bedroom, on the floor, in the dark bathroom where you don't want anybody to bother you. His faithfulness reaches you there. I will sing because God is my king. I will sing because God is my defense. And I just need to move my focus from my problem to my hero. That's my issue. That's my issue. I lose my song if I'm all chewed up with this. And that happened to me this week. All chewed up where that I need this morning. I need this morning for me. Maybe you need it too. But this is what we do. I just got to get my focus over here. I sing because God's my king. I sing because he's my defense. And I think we should sing about that. I think we should think about that like right now. Your love defends me. So you can rise to your feet again.
You are my joy. You are my song. You are the well, the one I'm drawing from. You are my refuge, my whole life long. Where else would I go? Surely my God is the strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me. And when I feel like I'm all alone, your love defends me. Your love defends me.
Sing it straight to him.
Day after day, night after night, I will remember you're with me in this fight. Although the battle, it rages on, the war is already won. I know the war. Your love defends me.
defends me. And when I feel like I'm all alone, your love defends me. Your love defends me. And we sing hallelujah. You're my portion, my salvation. Hallelujah. Surely my God is the strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me. All alone, your love defends me. Your love defends me. Surely my God is the strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me. And when I feel like I'm all alone, your love defends me. Your love defends me. Yeah. And we sing hallelujah. You there in the valley below. I see your love and your mercy. You're guiding me home. I know you're in every season. I feel your hand bringing peace and control. Jesus, your love is my anchor. You're my only hope. I am the mountain. I will be lifting my voice, and in the valley, I will be dancing for joy in every season. You are worthy in every moment. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. My God is with me, there's nothing to fear. Jesus, our hope, our redemption. Your presence is here. Your presence is here. And I will trust in you. I will not be moved. I am the mountain. I will be lifting my voice. And in the valley, I will be dancing for joy in every season. You are worthy. Our victory, the sound of triumph, the song inside us. Jesus, our victory. We won't be silent, our hearts on fire. Jesus, our victory. The sound of triumph, the song inside us. Jesus, our victory. My voice, and in the valley, I will be dancing for joy in every season. You are worthy in every moment. Oh, high on the mountain, I will be lifting my voice, and in the valley.
for joy in every season. You are worthy in every moment.
Jesus, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful.
Change your focus. He's wonderful. He's always, always wonderful. Have a seat.
All right, we got one more part. Psalm 98. Flip over to Psalm 98. Why do we sing? Sing because God's my king. Sing because God's my defense. And I sing because He's my salvation. He is my salvation. And that's a big deal. Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. There it is, Zamar, with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn, shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands and the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. We sing because God is our salvation. In this song, psalm, you see the word salvation three times. God is my salvation. Now, in those days, in that time with the people of Israel, the word salvation meant rescue, deliverance. He has taken me out of the slimy pit or out of the dungeon or out of the enemy's hands, and he has given me freedom. That's what salvation means. So God has delivered his people. They are excited because they have been saved from their enemies. These people knew what it meant to be enslaved by their enemies. You do not know what it means to be a slave. Maybe there's one or two of you who have experienced something really horrible that I don't know about, but we have not known slavery, bondage, suffering like they did. They get it. Really familiar to them, but God has rescued them, and they're free, and they are celebrating. This is a huge, huge celebration. Verse 4, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. I love that phrase. Burst into jubilant song with Zamar. They're gonna have a good time here. They're breaking out the instruments. They're going to make some noise. This is a huge celebration. So burst into jubilant song. I thought, you know what? What do you think about when you think of something bursting into jubilant song? My mind went back to the Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz. I'm just showing you a quick little clip here. Burst into jubilant song with music. You might know what scene I'm thinking about. If it will play. Are we using your computer? Can you make it play? Would you like me to sing it for you? I could do that. Do you remember when the Munchkins all found out that the witch is dead? Ding dong! Ding dong! Sing it with me, Rick! We have an issue. We've been juggling computers recently. So I think we're going to forget about that video. It's a dumb video anyway, but you've seen, how many of you have not ever seen Wizard of Oz? I'll sing it for you if you've not seen it. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch. All right, everybody together. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. That's it. There's more? We're not going to go there. Sorry. I don't know all the words. The Munchkins had been oppressed by the Wicked Witch of the West for many, many years. And now they find out she's dead. She's gone. Their oppression is over. And they burst into this song simultaneously. Also, they already knew the song. It's amazing. But they burst into song because they're excited. What are you laughing about? So that's the Munchkins, right? The people of Israel had faced some pretty real opposition, real oppression, real slavery, and God has delivered them. They're not slaves anymore. Our children will not grow up slaves, right? Think about that. That is a reason to celebrate. They are excited. Did you notice who sings with them? Verse 7 through 9, let the sea resound. You imagine the sea, the oceans singing, joining the celebration, the rivers, the mountains clapping their hands, singing to God with joy. Let everything, all the world and all who live in it. This is a big party. It's like the universe is celebrating this rescue. But that was them. Where do we fit in this psalm? Where do we fit? Do we have any reason to celebrate? Do we have an enemy that has been defeated for us? I would suggest we do. We have a significant enemy. It's called sin, which was eating us alive until we called out to Jesus to rescue us and save us, and he did. When we called out to Jesus in faith, Jesus crushed the head of sin with his body on the cross. No more does sin rule us. No more is it king over us. We have a new king, a good king. His name is Jesus, and he has set us free. You are free. He is our salvation. Do you know what the Hebrew word for salvation is? I think I might have known this before, but I forgot. The Hebrew word for salvation is Yeshua. You know what Yeshua is? It's the Hebrew name for Jesus. Jesus is salvation. In Psalm 98, he mentions Yeshua three times. That's why they said, you will call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. They knew what the word meant back then when they gave him that name. That was on purpose. Jesus is our salvation. You've been rescued. And that's a reason to celebrate. Who's our king? Who's our king? It's Jesus, right? Who's our defense? It's Jesus. Who's our salvation? Jesus. Do we have as much reason to burst into jubilant song? We have more. We have more reason. So we're going to do that. We're going to sing. We're going to sing a couple more songs right here as we wrap up. We're going to respond to this bursting into jubilant song. So I want to see jubilation when we sing, right? Show me what jubilation looks like. So I'm going to strap on my guitar again. You look at Psalm 98 one more time. Just scan through that. Scan through it and see what you see in terms of this reason to celebrate, this reason to rejoice, this salvation that God has rescued them and he has rescued us.
Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Here we go.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I will worship your holy name.
What's God like?
You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great, your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul, I'll worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I will worship your holy name. Shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise. And when we first begun, my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me.
My chains
are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. Like a flood, his mercy rains, unending love and amazing grace. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul,
I will worship your holy name.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Worship your holy name.
Lord God, we lift our voices up to you together. It's so good to sing. We have much reason to sing to you. We love you, Lord. Thank you for giving us so much goodness, so much of your goodness, sharing yourself with us through Jesus. Lord, we pray in his name with a little more joy in our hearts than we started when we came in. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You can have a seat.